Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Kimberly Osgood, your host of Smart Money Moves. Our topic today is the basics to building a brand, and our special guest today is Ms. Tahira Nall with Closed Petals. Good afternoon, Tahira. How are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for being a guest today. I'm really excited about our topic.
Yes, me too.
Okay. Now, as I mentioned, our topic for today is the basics of building a brand. Now, before we discuss our topic, first tell us about yourself, about your business, what you do, and how you got started.
Yes. Well, again, my name is Tahira Nall, and I am the CEO and founder of Closed Petals, which is designed to help people step into their most abundant life by channeling the power of their personal brands and aesthetics. I started Closed Petals 5 years ago now as a blog, actually. I just wanted to amplify the voices of people who are already championing change and movement in the beauty and fashion industries, because that's where I was working. Those were the circuits that I had been in, while going through this journey in corporate America. But it's so funny, like, throughout that experience of championing others, I realized that this is more of what I wanted to do and create a platform to help people, you know, kind of like grow and scale their businesses in different ways through the use of community building and the importance of their aesthetic and style. So all of that kind of led me here, and it's so funny because entrepreneurship is truly a journey, and I have been on it for for 5 years now.
Okay, great, great. Now, our show usually deals with various financial topics such as retirement, insurance, accounting, savings, etc., but I want to begin profiling women who are making smart money moves by stepping out on their own to become successful business owners and entrepreneurs, and that's why I invited you, Tahira, to be a guest on my show. Now, I know you were talking about you were in corporate America, and I believe part of your experiences when you were in college, you also were considering law, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So you actually, to me, are an example of how a person can make a major shift in their career and be successful. Now, your company is called Closed Petals, and you help brand founders grow and scale their business. Tell our audience about that.
Yes. Well, we utilize a number of different things to help people grow and scale. And it's so funny, like, as I mentioned, you know, we started out just by sharing stories. But at the same time, I had been styling. That was my passion project / side hustle, I guess you can say, when I left college. And as you mentioned, I was going to go to law school, but in this year that I took between me deciding whether or not I was going to go, I got into Northwestern University and was contemplating again, because as an LA girl born and raised, I was like, do I really want to study law and be that cold? I really had to sit with myself and just ask, you know, what is it that I really want to do, and what are the spaces that I want to be in? And for me, it always came back to beauty and fashion and ways of, I guess, redefining representation in those spaces.
Mm-hmm.
So all that to say is that in this journey, I began styling, helping people with their wardrobe. I had a wonderful job that I loved, curating events and style in the trunk house, in the trunk club clubhouses. I don't know if anyone remembers Trunk Club. Nordstrom acquired them after a couple of years and just phased them out. But in this journey, I kind of stepped in the space and just really loved interacting with my community and helping people just feel that self-confidence in the curation of their style and their outfits. And so that's what one of the things that we do with Closed Petals is helping people step into that personal brand and that image, because you don't realize how much more control you have over your aesthetic and the power that that aesthetic brings you know, when you're able to channel that authentic sense of self. So Cold Petals is part, you know, styling service. It's part personal branding, but it's also community building. We're launching a podcast in the next month. I'm really excited about that. Again, continuing to amplify those stories, but also recognizing the pain points that so many entrepreneurs have when they want to elevate their side hustle or their passion project into a full-scale business.
Oh, okay. So now you also provide image consulting to your clients. Now, what does that entail?
Yes, that is our style, that is your beauty, that is all things dealing with your image and your wardrobe. So many of us go from being behind the scenes in corporate America, as I did. You know, we're employees stepping out to be CEOs and founders, and you don't realize that you actually have to be the face of your business until your logo speaks for itself. And so you have to be front-facing. You have to be in front of the camera. And so much of our traffic, so much of our engagement is driven by social media. So you have to put yourself out there. And a lot of us are scared to do that.
Okay. So what are some of the services that you provide when you have a client and you're doing the image consulting? What exactly do you do?
So my favorite service is actually a style kit. And we put together lookbooks and styles that are aligned with your vision, your mission, and your personal brand. So we tie all three of those things together in curated outfits and looks for brand shoots, for social media, for special events, you know, red carpets, brand launches, all of the things. But I have another service that I also really love, so on two ends of the spectrum. I go through the full detox, a full closet cleanse, and I take you through the entire journey of us starting fully from scratch and elevating your entire wardrobe.
Okay. So going back to the first question about helping brand founders grow and scale, so does that relate to the lookbook by helping them
Yes.
present themselves in a certain way?
Exactly.
Okay. So give me an example of that.
Let's see. For example, I just got a client. She reached out to me. She's doing a full rebrand for her brand. She has an in-home wine service, and she needed help elevating and matching her look to this new mission and vision of the brand. So what I did, I took her vision, you know, all conversation, all words, and we put it into an aesthetic. A lot of times we're so knee-deep in the day-to-day minutia of our to-dos, you know, of what we have to do as a brand, that it's hard to see, like, the bird's eye view vision and put that into imagery, into an aesthetic. So we put together this entire style guide for her, my style kit, and took you through the beginning and end of aligning colors, the text, the calligraphy, the messaging, and then the outfits that pair with all of these things. And I did this specifically for her rebrand, her shoot that she did for the relaunch of her business that will launch this summer.
So what you do probably also involves a lot of educating your clients, right?
It does, and it involves a lot of confidence. It's confidence coaching.
Okay. Do you ever get resistance from some of your clients?
Oh, all the time. But a lot of times people, I say that just because we don't know what looks good on us until we try it, you know?
Right.
We're so stuck a lot of times in what we think we look good in because it's what we're safe in. This is our security blanket now. And stepping outside of that can be a challenge. But, again, it's about feeling confident, not just looking confident. And when you do step outside of your comfort zone, it feels a little uncomfortable until you see how incredible you look. And so pairing how you look with how you feel is all part of the journey.
Okay. Now, is there a particular industry that you work in, or do you work with all types of business owners, self-employed, corporate people?
Yes, I work with all types of business owners, but primarily the founders I have worked with have been in the beauty and fashion industry.
Okay. So you've been assisting in styling those individuals also?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good because image is really, really important for brand. You know, first impressions count. You know, they say you don't get a second chance to make a first impression. And I think what you do is very important because when a person does have a business, you have a an entrepreneur, someone who's starting out, how people view that person is going to be a reflection on their business, you know?
Exactly.
And I think what you
exactly.
do is very, that's very, very important. Now, do you also work with men, or is it just women, or you work with men also?
I do. I do work with men as well, but my primary audience has been women.
Oh, okay, okay. That's wonderful. Now, we're going to take a moment to take a quick moment and recognize one of our sponsors. Women Lead Radio is brought to you today by Connected Women of Influence and our partner, National University. National University is proud to be one of the largest private nonprofit universities founded in 1971. The National University mission is to provide accessible, achievable higher education to adult learners. Today, National University educates students from across the U.S. and around the globe, with over 170,000 alumni worldwide. Thank you for your support, National University, and all of our sponsors and partners. Now, back to Smart Money Moves, and with us today we have Ms. Tahira Nall with Closed Petals, and we were talking a little bit about what she does as an image consultant, and we were talking about the importance of image for your brand because you don't get a second chance to make that first impression. And I think a lot of people sometimes don't realize how important your image is and how you dress and how you present yourself. So I think what you do is very important. You said you also style for men, but mostly it's women, correct?
Yes.
Now, do you have to be a brand founder to participate in your styling services? Or
absolutely not. Absolutely
okay.
not. And people, you know, reach out to me for a number of different reasons, but primarily that has been the audience that I have been serving.
Okay.
Okay, great, great. Now, you have different services. What are the different services you have?
I know you were talking about closet. Do you have, like, phone consultations with individuals, and what are the four items that you tend to do?
Yes, so my style kits are my baseline because that's just a wonderful way of having examples of styling for special occasions or different, you know, occasions that pop up.
Mm-hmm.
I do a complete closet clean out or closet cleanse, and that's where we start from scratch and work with your foundation because ultimately you want to be able to shop from your closet, and a lot of times we have to get rid of the things that no longer serve us. I'm sure most people listening have clothes that have been sitting in their closet that, you know, they were gifted to them that they don't touch or they bought and only wore once, and all of those things really should go to make space
mm-hmm.
for all of the pieces that you possibly can love a lot more. And we have that full service wrapped together. So for me, our special event package does all of those things together. I put together style kits for different occasions and brand shoots, and if you bring me on for that full service, again, it includes the closet clean out, the style kits, the shopping sessions, and the lookbooks all wrapped into one. So building block of all of those things.
Mm-hmm. But you have some people that may only want to hire you for a special event. Maybe they have an award ceremony they're going to, and they may just hire you for that, correct?
Exactly. Or they have a board meeting coming up. They don't know how to dress, you know, different one-off occasions. Or my favorite, actually, recently have been weddings, bridal shoots, you know, for bridesmaids, for your flower girls, your mother of the bride, you know, all of those, you know, different people who are part of your wedding and you don't realize, wow, I need them to be immaculately dressed as well. So
right.
lots of fun yeah. ways to, as you said, dress for success.
Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of what's popular now, a lot of couples, when they first get engaged, they do photo shoots for their engagement pictures, you know. And I see some people, they look beautiful. Sometimes the woman is in an evening gown. The guy is in a great suit. Have you ever done any of those?
I have not, but I am styling more shoots recently.
Okay.
And and that has been one of the things that has come up most recently as I've entered this wedding space. So a lot of shoots are coming up as hot tickets.
Okay, great. Now, you started out in corporate America, and then you made your jump over into
entrepreneurship. How have you been able to avoid any adverse financial side effects due to leaving your job and then going to your business? Have there been any challenges? Or?
Well, for me, I am very, very lucky to have a wonderful support system with my family.
Oh, good.
I credit truly all of this to them because I have been able to be supported in a number of ways since I had quit my job. Mm-hmm. But also, it's so funny. Before I left, I knew I was leaving, and I started planning, I think financially, to be able to make that move.
Okay.
A lot of, you know, me having this side hustle while I was working in corporate America made me start investing in my business even as I was still working. And so this was kind of like a, I guess, you know, like a juggling act that I had been doing, you know, even before I transitioned from my job fully.
Mm-hmm.
So this was kind of, this is a plan that I had laid out, I guess, before, you know, all of it came to full fruition.
Okay, great. Now, just in case our listeners may want to reach you after our show, how would you like our listeners to contact you?
Well, my website is www.closepetals.com, and you can always reach me there. You'll see a contact form that you can fill out, and you'll be added to my newsletter and email list. But also, I am active on Instagram. I know everyone loves Instagram now. and you can find me at Tahira Christine. My name is T-A-H-I-R-A-H Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E.
Okay, great, great. Now, one thing that you said that I think is important, you talked about the support system you have with your family, which I think is really good. Now, and so you kind of did the side hustle thing leading up. What, how far in advance did you plan before leaving your corporate job?
6 months.
Oh, 6 months. Okay, okay. So you kind of hustled around to get your income together so you wouldn't have that financial drain once you totally left, correct?
Again, you know, like I credit everything to my family. My mom was very, very incredible in instilling smart financial habits into, I think, all of us. And by all of us, I mean my sisters and I from
mm-hmm.
a very early age. And so when I first got into, you know, my corporate space, that has always been top of mind. And as she always says, pay yourself first. And so
right.
this is, you know, little nest eggs that I had been creating for myself in different spaces and different accounts I had created, you know, some for my business, some for, you know, savings, others for play. All of that lent itself fully when I left my job because I had, you know, savings accrued over time that I could,
mm-hmm.
one, reinvest in myself, but also my business. And that has carried me so much farther than I could have ever imagined.
Oh, well, that's wonderful, wonderful. Okay, so basically starting out as a young child, you had those principles, you understood those financial principles of paying yourself first. Is there any advice you'd give to any of our listening audience who's considering making a smart money move to self-employment?
I say take the leap. Obviously, it's very important to, you know, have that little nest egg accrued, but at the end of the day, if your heart is calling you in a specific space and you know you're unfulfilled where you are, I say take the leap. It's very important to choose yourself in all aspects, I think, of our life, and we are going to be presented with challenges as we grow and grow through this journey. But if something is calling you in a specific space, as I know it was for me, just go. And
just
you'll figure
go.
Everything out later. There is no blueprint to entrepreneurship. As much as people try to share with you, there are only guidelines because ultimately
mm-hmm.
your journey will unfold in the way that it should for you. So
mm-hmm.
just go take the step.
Yeah, I think that's good. Sometimes I think people, there's a fear factor where people
yes.
want to take that leap. I think a lot of people, I think I was reading where, you know, most people who work a 9-to-5 job, a lot of people are really dissatisfied and unhappy. And a lot of times people spend time daydreaming about starting their own business, but they're afraid to take that leap. And I think you've proved how important it is to just take the leap
you know. And but one thing that's really important that you did was that you did those, you took those financial steps, and that was instilled in you when you were very young about paying yourself first, which I think is very important because that's something I believe in. Pay yourself first, and a lot of people don't do that. There are a lot of individuals, they say, are one paycheck away from what, homelessness or whatever, because they don't set aside money and don't plan, because it's always important to live within your means. And that's something that I try to teach people with what I do with finances and financial literacy, is pay yourself first, live within your means, and I think you've proven that. You know, and what's important, and that's really good, is that your parents instilled that in you at a young age, and so you were able to leap into entrepreneurship without there being any major pitfalls financially. And I would say myself to anyone out there, you know, follow her advice, just take that leap. But, you know, sit down and plan out also. I think it's important to plan out, you know, continue to live within your means, pay yourself first, and set those little accounts aside so that when you do step out, you're not going to, you know, totally fail financially. And I like what you did about doing the little side hustles. You know, you knew it was coming, so you were still working and doing those little side hustles to build up your income, and I think that's something that people can do also. Now, you, I know, have done certain events. I know I saw on your, I guess it was your Instagram, you had styled some outfits, and you were, there was a little fashion show, and you were, you know, describing what the ladies were wearing. You did something recently, right, a month or two ago?
Yes, yes, for Mother's Day.
Okay, okay, okay. Do you do a lot of that?
I do, and I've been entering that space more. I love it. So one of the what you're referring to, it was the makeup date at Bloomingdale's, and they hosted a small fashion show just to showcase the newest trends in store, and a couple of stylists were asked to, again, style these looks and present them to a number of different founding women in their restaurant, and it was a lot of fun. Again, I got to talk all things color and pattern and trend, as I could ramble on about for a long time, but it was a great experience, and I really just enjoy, I guess, all of the different avenues that, you know, entrepreneurship has taken me, because, again, these are things that you don't consider when you step into this space. You don't really fully know, you know, how your business can grow and in the different ways in which you can grow. And I think that's why, you know, I champion, you know, kind of just like taking that step, because ultimately things just begin to unfold, and just say yes, just say yes to the opportunities that present themselves.
That's good. Yeah, I did see it on.
This was on your Instagram page, and you were, you know, the ladies were walking in, and you were describing the outfits that you had styled. I thought that's very nice. Was that your first time doing that?
No, this is not my first fashion show, but
okay.
It was my first time, you know, partnering with a retailer to do something like that at that scale.
Oh, that's wonderful. So I'm sure you'll have other opportunities to do that again. So let's see. I know you were talking about your different services. You know, they can do the whole package. Out of all the services you offer, what services do most people pick the most? Is it the closet clean, the shopping style, or?
I think, you know, honestly, recently it's been a special event package where I put together the full lookbook for a special event, and we get to go shopping. But again, like shopping. I will say that's my favorite package, because I really like being in person. I really like, you know, being able to touch the clothes and show you how things look differently when they can be tailored and taken in or let out, and, you know, pairing different things with, you know, different colors and patterns and prints and just experimenting in person, I think, is so much fun. And I did not realize until I started doing this how many people dislike shopping.
I know. I love shopping. I love going into the stores and looking at, even if I just window shop. I'll sometimes just stroll through the malls, just kind of look and look at the different, because sometimes I'll try stuff on and just see how they look on me, but I love shopping. But there are some women who don't like it. You know, like we were talking a couple of days ago about how, I guess you have some women who are high-powered women and they work a lot. They actually don't have a lot of time to go shopping, and a lot of times that's why they will hire a stylist to assist them.
Yep.
So your service is very important and is very, very needed. But, yeah, I love to shop. So that's great. Let's see. Now, you have a couple of accomplishments, something that happened. You were featured in a magazine recently.
Yes, Authority. Yes, yes, yes.
So tell us about that.
So I spoke to the different ways that fashion brands can flourish today. Mm-hmm. And I just spoke to, you know, creating my own brand, tips, I guess, that have helped me along my journey. You know, I think having, again, that creativity and that passion and drive to just start, I think, mm-hmm. would take you so much farther. But also having the community to grow, because ultimately for me, I know I have been a part of some incredible communities of women at all phases of their entrepreneurship journey.
Mm-hmm.
That have inspired me in so many different ways and have connected me in so many different ways. And so much of that you can never recognize fully, you know, until you kind of take a step back and really, I guess, kind of like reflect on your journey, just how many people have led you to different places.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just got to speak to that, you know, just kind of like the growth of closed petals, but more so what it really takes to succeed today, as people, you know, like to say that every industry is, quote unquote, oversaturated with others. But at the end of the day, I fully believe that you will attract and connect with the people that you are supposed to attract and connect with. I believe that everything is divine ordinance. So ultimately, I don't believe that that's a reason for you not to act on an idea that you have.
Okay. Now, if someone wanted to read the article, where can they get Authority in any newsstand, or is it online?
It is online, authoritymagazine.com.
Okay, great, great. And which issue? Was it last month? Or?
Yes, it was last month. Or yes, I. You know,
what's
it's going to make
this
me
June.
Lie on radio.
A couple of months ago, right? Was it April?
It was April or it was May, but you can just scroll through the articles and you will search my name and you'll find it.
Okay. Now, again, just in case our listeners may want to reach you after the show, how would you like them, our listeners, to contact you?
You can contact me at my website, www.closedpetals.com, or you can find me on Instagram. My name is Tahira Christine, spelled T-A-H-I-R-A-H. T-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E.
Okay, wonderful. Now, you also have a podcast that's going to be launching this month. Tell us about that. That's exciting.
Yes. Well, again, everything we do at Closed Petals is about helping people elevate and grow in their personal brands, regardless of you having a physical brand or you are yourself trying to exist and elevate and attract all that you desire in this lifetime. But Brands in Bloom is launching next month. I am very, very, very excited about that. I sit down and have conversations with brand founders at different stages of their journeys as they share, you know, their pain points, but also tips and tricks that have helped them along their journey because, again, as I have reiterated, you know, everything is a journey. There is no direct guideline that you can follow. There are only, you know, suggestions that will help you along as you grow your brand, your business.
Okay.
So,
it's called Brand. I'm sorry. It's called Brand in Bloom.
Brands in Bloom. Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wonderful. Now, what platform is it going to be on? Is it on Apple Podcasts, iTunes?
It will be on Spotify. That's where we are launching first. Yes.
Okay. On Spotify. Great. And it's, and what's the launch date? Do you have a particular
date? I will let
date?
You know. Once I get all of my editing back, I can let everyone know. But it is coming, and so that is another reason why you should sign up on closedpetals.com for my newsletter so you get all of those updates and information.
Okay, great. Yeah, I know. I know when we talked a couple of days ago, you said your editor was still working on it. So when it does come out, it's going to be on Spotify, and the name of it is Brand and Bloom. That's a nice name. So you're basically just interviewing different brand creators, brand founders?
Yep, exactly.
Okay, wonderful. Okay. Now, one thing I want to ask you. As a stylist, I know you have your different packages. If, let's say, someone just wants to do something, what's the first thing you'd recommend that a person really needs to do to start
would you say cleaning out their closets? I know that's what I need to do. Or I know you and I talked about the importance of your garments, your undergarments. That's very important.
Yep. Yes. That is the first step. So when I take everyone through this full wardrobe overhaul, that is where we start. We start with cleaning out your closet.
Okay.
Because a lot of times we don't realize what we do have, and we don't realize the emotions that we have still stored in our clothing. And it's like Marie Kondo, I think, you know, kind of championed that method. It's like, do you hold on to this piece of clothing and love it? Because if you don't, get rid of it.
Okay.
That's just us holding on to old energy. So
Right. Get
rid of all of that.
Okay. Sounds good. I will get started and clean out my closet. So, but thank you so much. And that's our show for today. And I'd like to say thank you to Ms. Tahira Nall for being our special guest. And a special thanks to all of our listeners, both in the U.S. and internationally, as we are an international show. After our show today, you can listen to Women Lead Radio on all subscription podcasts, specifically Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. We're expanding quickly to a daily radio show and podcast. So for now, we'll be back again for another live Women Lead Radio show on Mondays at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time. It has been my sincere pleasure to be your host today. Thank you for listening and have a great week.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.